Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Alice Levine, take it away this week.
Well, it feels like we get to a point every series where we have to hold our hands up and go, the inbox is full of, if I'm being nice to us, queries, and if I'm being probably more accurate, people correcting us on all the shit we've got wrong.
We're just being told off constantly. Yeah.
It's around episode one that happens, isn't
it? Yeah, about 5 to 10 minutes into episode one. So we should right some wrongs, and not for the first time.
Yeah, and I'm going to take us right back to the beginning.
Oh, sure.
For the first complaint.
Yeah, let's call it a complaint. Yeah. This is the complaints department episode.
Dominique's pointed out, around 30 minutes into episode one, Giselle has mouthfuls of male membrane and starts to grind her teeth on Tony's long... While she's got the cock in her mouth. And we didn't notice.
Well, that just tells you everything you need to know about where we've come to, doesn't it? We cannot, Dominique, I cannot stress enough, we cannot be dwelling on that kind of minutiae. There's just no time. Yeah. And also, it's not good for our health.
Also, my mind was still in heaven with Nelson Mandela.
Well, and I think we were literally gagging on the male membrane at the time. So well, there's only were, so certainly. Many things.
Not at the time, I hasten to add. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just a lot to take in.
Well observed, of course.
Absolutely.
Another subject that seems to have absolutely united blinkers across the world is our discussion of mirrored ceilings and whether they were still on.
I don't think we've ever had more emails than we have about mirrored ceilings.
People are very into their mirrored ceilings.
We asked if they'd gone extinct, if they'd been phased out. We've had screen grabs of Airbnb. We've had photos of people lying in their own beds looking up at their own mirrored ceiling. Yeah. We've had anecdotal evidence of dates gone by where mirrored ceilings were involved.
Someone's grandmother had a mirrored ceiling and they only just kind of put two and two together after listening to the episode, which is worrying.
Emily's got in touch. She said that she grew up with a mirrored ceiling when she was a child.
What?
She had it throughout her childhood and never knew what it was for.
God.
But she'd look at herself doing her cheer routine while laying in bed. Oh. I don't even know what that means.
And also not necessary.
But as she got older, she learned what they were for and started to question her mum and dad's parenting style.
Oh, quite.
Well, hang on, though. Is there any other reason that you would have a mirrored ceiling? Maybe there are completely innocent reasons.
Well, interior designers always put them in narrow rooms to make rooms look wider.
So a very, very shallow ceiling could have a lovely mirrored effect to make it look like a very large room.
If your bedroom ceiling is but 3 feet away from your face, it will give the illusion that it's a lot higher.
If you're living in Hobbiton.
Maybe it's a good way of looking at a whole outfit before you go out for the day.
Lying on your bed. Get a full-length mirror. Why are you putting it on your ceiling? How will this look when I'm lying in bed tonight?
I don't know. If your ceiling's not high enough for a full-length mirror, I don't know.
What, you mean like kind of wall-saving device?
Yeah,
stick
exactly.
It on the ceiling.
Yeah.
I guess another thing could be, I wonder what I look like when I'm asleep.
Right.
It's a lot of effort to go to.
It
though.
Is,
Get
yeah.
a selfie stick.
Yeah, you're right.
But in the days before selfie sticks.
This was the Victorian selfie stick.
There you go. Narcissism has been alive and well for centuries.
Evie's got in touch. She says, I'm pleased to inform you that I have spent vast amounts of time in a room with not only a mirrored ceiling, but all the walls, even in the bathroom. I work in an adult institution.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, we shouldn't laugh at that, should we?
We don't serious. Know what kind of institution.
Well, she's put brackets brothel.
Okay.
And the completely mirrored room is a favourite for the clients. Us girls aren't exactly thrilled to spend any time in there, especially when having sex with someone you're not exactly attracted to. It's especially exhausting because you can't even hide your facial expressions of annoyance.
Oh my god, they can see you everywhere.
Like you're having a great time the whole time, lest they catch you in the mirrors rolling your eyes.
Oh my, what do they usually roll their eyes? That's a bit like, have you ever been in a clothes changing room and it's got all the different bits of mirror at different angles so you can see the back of you and stuff?
Disgusting.
It's awful.
Have you ever seen yourself like from the corner?
The haunch.
Oh.
Guys, you two are in very good shape. Try being me in one of those mirrored rooms.
The like the hangover, the like, I always get a bit of hangover and pants.
I don't need to, I kind of know that's happening. I don't need to see that 360.
Then I just think, I don't want anyone to ever see me from that angle because people are obviously going to be stood and looking from at you from that position.
Oh yeah, other people, that's what you look like all the time.
Yeah, gross.
Does that bother you though? That doesn't really bother me actually.
It's just the disconnect between what you think you look like and what obviously other people see at all times.
Yeah, I mean, I was just parading in here in a towel and...
You actually were, and a quite Simon Cowell style high-waisted towel.
Thank you very much, Alice Levine. I try
a Simon Towel, if you will.
I try and just cover as much of me as possible for your benefit.
That will be on Instagram if anyone wants to see it later.
He came in here claiming he'd burnt his foot in the shower. I think
scolded
he just wanted,
it.
He just
very
wanted
nasty.
To be an exhibitionist.
Connor says, I once hooked up with a guy whose bed was just a mattress on the floor with a huge mirror on the ceiling.
You know where he spent the money.
Seriously, get a bed frame.
I think it should be an additional added accessory. I think if you haven't got a bed yet, save up for that.
Exactly. The more worrying thing as well is he says he asked about it, obviously, because how could you ignore it?
Mm.
And he said he just super glued it to the ceiling.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
So he thought it was going to like fall on them during the act.
This is a PSA. this is to warn people, isn't it? Like, honestly, if you're thinking about it, super glue is not sufficient.
No.
What would be sufficient?
I'm drilling that in.
You're drilling it.
Well, she's getting drilled beneath it.
Drill your mirrored ceilings, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot stress that enough.
If you learn nothing else from this show.
What else have people been pulling us up on?
Well, do you remember I said staying alive was a good rhythm for CPR?
Oh, yes.
People are like, James, it's not the only song. There are others.
Oh.
If that's not to your taste.
If you're not familiar with the Bee Gees back catalogue. And one song you could use, Katie suggests, is Another One Bites the Dust, which seems that's a bit insensitive.
Yeah.
Yours mood-wise, I would say, is more optimistic.
Yeah.
And also perhaps a little more delicate.
Yeah. But I Will Survive is another good one. Great. By Gloria Gaynor.
Okay.
Are these based on the rhythm or the lyrics?
Yeah, because they're either death or living based.
Work It, Missy Elliott.
Oh, now that's a contemporary one.
Yes, that's something a bit...
Well, more so than the Bee Gees.
Yeah, okay.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That feels like a good one for Belinda or Bella to
I can imagine Belinda doing that on Bella's chest.
Inevitably, the culture vultures have been on, guys. They want to flag something to do with Venus de Milo. Can you guess what?
Oh, yeah, because every single person tweets about this.
Yeah, if you remember, Dr. Studd in her youth visited Venus de Milo in Italy.
Yeah.
Although... not actually where it / she resides.
Yeah, where is she? In the Louvre.
She's in France, yeah.
And has been since 1880-something.
Which tells us a lot about the date of that chapter, potentially.
And someone did say, don't assume that she is younger than 200 years old, okay?
Yeah, we can't be sure when it comes to Rocky.
Yeah.
On a less cultured note, on a much more graphic note, in fact, double penetration.
Oh,
I think we need to talk about this.
We need to talk about this, yeah.
I feel quite the fool.
So... I think it was me who started the idea that it was two peens, one hole.
But I don't think you're completely wrong there.
No, and I actually also thought that.
It does happen a lot in gay porn.
Is that because there's only one hole to go in for DP?
Well, quite, Jamie.
There are more holes.
Tara's got in touch to clear things up.
Okay, good.
For all.
Take it away, Tara.
So she says, when you have two peens, yes, that is the plural of penis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
P-E-N-E-S. Is that penis?
P-E-N-E-S. What?
Peens or penis? Sorry, let me just do a little Google here.
I mean, we're getting it wrong on the thing that's supposed to be us correcting us being wrong.
Peens is the plural of penis!
Peens.
Okay, so it is peens. Peens.
Amazing.
So... when you have two peens in one hole, it's called double anal or double vaginal, depending on the hole,
that
obviously.
That makes sense, yeah.
Right, okay.
And apparently it's the lesser seen
sexual
act in pornography.
Okay, it's quite rare.
It's a unicorn.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Because, yeah, that is a tight fit, isn't it?
Well, perhaps not, I don't know.
So, you know, we came up with six, the cheesy hedgehog, for two in the mouth, two in the bum, two in the vag. There's an eight. Someone told me there's an eight on Twitter. The coctopus.
That's not a thing.
The coctopus.
That's not a thing.
But hang on, how though? Talk me through that.
Two in the hands.
Oh, two in the hands. Oh.
A full-on coctopus.
Why are your eyes so wide?
And that is a gangbang, isn't it? That's just a
That is a good old-fashioned gangbang.
That's a lot of cocks.
Is there a song called Gangbang? It's like, we're having a gangbang, we're having a ball.
I don't know, it sounds like something being some sort of music hall. We're having a gangbang.
So double penetration then, just one in the back, one in the front generally, hetero style.
Yeah. Mm. But I think there's many...
Because there's that whole thing, isn't there, whereby you don't want your cocks to actually physically touch, even though you can feel each other's dick inside.
We know that they won't. You do realise they don't join up.
But that's the point.
But you realise that they won't, no matter how deep you go.
No, if you're both in the same hole, I mean.
No, I know.
I don't think you do know.
Oh, I just thought it was like one sleeve back to front.
I bet you did.
No,
you
didn't.
You can still feel it, apparently.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, well, I haven't. But like, apparently you can feel the other person's penis.
No.
Apparently so. I don't know. This is what I've heard.
Who are you talking to?
People on Twitter. They're very, very informative.
Jamie, you need better friends.
And Joseph Price got in touch to say that a cock in the arse, a cock in the vag, and a cock in the mouth is called airtight, apparently.
I don't like the way you stared straight into my eyes as you said that. Airtight.
Is it airtight?
No, it's got, you know...
It's not hermetically sealed, is it?
You got your ears.
Is Joseph Price happy that he's got both of his names put to that? I mean, he's there now.
Yeah.
Forevermore.
I want to discuss the fact that Belinda was described as having her fifth sense as knowing other people's pilgrimages of the heart. Joe got in touch and said, if that's her fifth sense, which other one is she missing? Sight? Sound? Smell? Probably smell. We hope smell.
Yeah, wait a sec. Why didn't we realise five was standard?
Again, I think these things just pass us by sometimes. There's so much to deal with.
It's an onslaught.
Yeah, it's an onslaught on all our senses, let alone hers.
Yeah.
If I was Belinda, I would want to give up smell.
Mm-hmm.
Just because some of the odours.
She can't give up taste because of all that lovely French mustard cock she's tasting. She can't give up feeling. I mean, that's her whole reason for being, is to feel each other's bodies.
She's got to be able to see the pots and pans.
Absolutely.
And to blink.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Got to be able to hear. But actually, I'd lose hearing because I'd spend Bella's so much time voice. With Bella. No, thank you.
Oh, poor Bella.
Just to skip over some stuff, just to save our blushes, basically, because, you know, there's so much to get through. Mm-hmm. I just really enjoy this email that starts, "Dear fucking idiots."
That does sum us up, to be fair. Continue.
Candida or candida, still not sure, means chaste or innocent in Italian.
Yes, but Bella's not Italian.
There's also a famous play by George Bernard Shaw called Candida. And it's a standard issue, but not all that common woman's name. Thanks, Fritz.
Well, you did know a candidate.
I did know the latter.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I just enjoy any email to us that opens "Dear fucking idiots." So feel free to do that from here on in.
Don't, because that's all there'll be now.
Yeah.
Well, it's only really you that reads them. So I actually quite enjoy that that's going to be the majority of the inbox.
Well, I've actually got one here from Caroline who says, "Hi, you gorgeous lot. Much better. Thank you, Caroline."
That's a nice antidote.
And Caroline just wants to point out that the hump and skunk is not a Kilkenny custom.
Oh, it's not?
No, they're famous for their charm, the castle, the cathedral, the medieval mile, but not the hump and skunk.
Well, we need to go on Urban Dictionary because someone has filled that in on Urban Dictionary now. It's actually on there.
It's on there. Oh, I'm
Shall
so
I get
proud.
It up?
Official slang.
So here's the Urban Dictionary definition of hump and skunk.
Okay.
"During a threesome involving at least one male or female with a sizable strap on, you hump one of them while eating the other's asshole until completely full." Known for being a cherished Kilkenny custom.
Or not. We know that now.
Uh-oh, got to edit it.
Just rimming. Very good.
Very good.
We love it when people go to corners of the internet and just make it a bit more Belinda.
Yeah, graffiti Belinda urban myths all over the place.
Well, people do, don't they? They've gone on LinkedIn and made pages for Alfie, the small man dressed in black.
Mm-hmm. I think every Herb Alpert song on YouTube now has comments underneath.
Amazing.
It.
This is a niche one. People have gone onto the page for Hull Airport and left reviews in line with the ones that we read.
Fucking hell.
Our jobs here are done.
And we're about done. I think that's about it for now. I'm sure we'll have more mistakes as the series goes on, but
more emails.
Yeah, but thanks for keeping us honest. We do appreciate it.
We live for the pedantry.
Fucking idiots.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.